Morning, time for Wellness Wednesdays with Dr. Wellness, a series with Vicky McLean and Dr. Wellness as they guide you on your wellness journey. And here's Vicky and Dr. Wellness with this morning's episode.
You've talked before about it not being our fault, so to speak. I mean, is that really to do with where we're born, who our parents are? Are they aware of the nutrition that they've given us? I mean, what do you mean about sort of it's not our fault?
Well, it's interesting, you know, that genes do play a part, but they only play a part in about 10 to 20% of diseases. The rest of it's environmental. You know, we are a bunch of biochemical pathways. So nutrition and environment drives those pathways. And those pathways are basically what runs our body. And they're really complex, interconnected web. And if we have one issue in one pathway, it affects every pathway. So for instance, if we have a issue in our brain chemical pathways, that will affect our energy pathways. So they're very much interlinked. And that's why conventional medicine really struggles to deal with these chronic diseases, because they treat us as isolated pathways. Like you'll see the heart specialist for your heart, but you know, your heart impacts on your gut impacts on your brain. They're all tied in together. And the great thing is we can manipulate those pathways, usually with nutrition and environment. So whilst it's not really our fault, we can, you know, manipulate those pathways. So we are the boss at the end of the day. An example of that, I saw a girl who came to me with hormone issues, gut issues, tiredness. We did a whole range of blood tests on her. And interestingly, her results, if she'd seen a conventional GP, she would have been told, oh, they're not really abnormal enough. We don't need to do anything about them, which is crazy, because I knew as an integrative doctor that you have to deal with these issues now, because otherwise I knew she was going to be getting a serious disease within 10 years. So we did a few things. We manipulated those pathways, nutrition, environment, and now we've, you know, dramatically reduced the risk of chronic disease, and we've made her feel a lot better now.
So what could we do? Are there tests or anything as well?
Yeah, there's a brilliant test called the oats test. It's not a test of how many oats you eat, but It tells me about your brain chemicals, your gut health, vitamin levels, and your metabolism, so you know how well you produce energy.
So the challenge for us this week?
Getting out into nature, you know, the energy that you can get from nature, which is all to do with quantum physics, can really help to make you feel a lot better. You don't have to do a lot. Even if you just do 1 minute walk around the block in your lunch break, ideally 10 minutes would be better, but 1 minute will make such a difference to how you feel, especially if you belly breathe while you're doing it.
And we're very lucky because we've got the trees and the rivers and the lakes around us, so getting out to nature, it's not difficult.
Yeah, and Otago, you're very lucky.
Of course we are. Get out in amongst the nature. That's our Wellness Wednesday for this morning, back around the same time next Wednesday with Dr. Wellness and Vicky McLean at 2 to 7 News and Sport next.